Hey y'all, blessed Advent, and welcome to the Pastor Brian Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Brian. This podcast is made for folks like me who have struggled to pray, are learning to pray, or just pray best with others. So come on in. I look forward to praying with you. Advent is the season which begins 4 Sundays before Christmas Day. We will begin by lighting the first Advent candle. Pick any one you want. As we light the candle, we will say this phrase together. We light this candle and remember, Jesus is the light of the world. Then we will sing the first verse of the Advent song, O Come, Emmanuel. If you don't have an Advent wreath, no problem at all. You can still join us in speaking, singing, and praying together. So whoever is lighting the candle, let's get ready. And light the candle, as we say together. We light this candle, and remember, Jesus is the light of the world. Let's sing together.
O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Let us pray with a prayer from the 1979 Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armor of light. Now in the time of this mortal life in which your Son Jesus Christ came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. Through him who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. During this season of Advent, we are going to concentrate on all of Jesus' birth stories in the Bible. And today, we hear the last of the ancestors at the beginning of Jesus' birth story in Matthew that leads up to Jesus himself. We have special guests today in our readers. Our scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 1, verses 12 through 17, New International Version. After the exile to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of
Shealtiel, the father of
Zerubbabel, the father of
Abihud, the father of
Eliakim, the father of
Azor, the father of
Zadok, the father of
Akim, the father of
Elihud, the father of
Eliezer, the father of
Mathan, the father of
Jacob, the father of
Joseph, the husband of
Mary. And Mary was the mother of Jesus, who was called Messiah.
Thus there were 14 generations in all from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile to Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Messiah.
The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Feel free to pause if you're a family so everyone can have a discussion, or even if you're by yourself. Today, here's our question. Was there any question or questions God brought to your mind in this scripture? Again, was there any question or questions God brought to your mind in this scripture? Now we will enter a time of led prayer. At one point, I will even leave time for you to pause. So if you are a family, everyone can go around the table and name any personal concerns to God. Then unpause when you are ready and start right back up. Let us pray. Dear God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we thank you for your love. It was your love that made you come to us. Become one of us and live among us in Jesus. There are so many people who are hurting, terrible disasters, and things that scare us in the world, and we know you love and hear us. So we come to you in prayer, thanking you for your light in the dark. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For forgiveness of our sins, which we confess to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For medical professionals and victims in the COVID-19 global pandemic. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those worries which we pause for and say out loud to you now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For peace during our waking hours and rest at the end of the day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We know that you hear us, and that soon you will come again. We look forward to that day, and thank you for your salvation given to us and the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you to our unbelievable scripture readers, who closed out Christ's genealogy and brought us all the way up to Jesus. Peter and Michael McAbobby, Mark and Carson Rawiski, Chris Mara, Lucas Newman, Travis Papievis, Max Chrysostomo, Sam Jones, Josh Dittmer, Jacob Doman, and last but definitely not least, Reverend Dr. Chris and Sandy Pearson. I will be sure to put all their names and the voices they brought to life in the show notes. I hope you never hear the first part of Jesus' story in Matthew the same way again, and see God's hand at work through it all. Thanks, y'all. And now receive this blessing. May the love of God the Father, the grace of God the Son, and the power of God the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Blessings until we are together tomorrow. I'll look forward to praying with you.